Rural News Time, and Susan Murray's in with us. Kia ora, Susan. The bad weather's not going to be letting up down south by the sound of things.
Kia ora, Susie. It's certainly not. There was rain, snow and gale force winds have continued to lash, as we've been hearing, the lower South Island yesterday afternoon and then continued overnight. And for those farmers with ewes that are lambing, they'll have had a really, really nervous and unsettled night, just horrible. They'll be wondering what they're going to be seeing at daybreak today. Some of the badly affected areas are Southland and Clutha, with flurries of snow down to very low levels. That's the difference there. And of course, the high country will be hit as well. Now, yesterday morning, Simon Davies, who farms near Milton, south of Dunedin, he'd been nervous all weekend. Then he was surprised yesterday morning that the conditions actually weren't too bad, but he did say it could be carnage if the weather came in. And that is certainly what happened as the day progressed. And here he is talking to Eric Frickbird later yesterday.
Here at sea level on the coast, it is very cold and we are getting snow flurries coming through. So not ideal conditions for lambing, I would have to say.
So what can you do for the lambs that have been born?
I'm fortunate. I have a relatively hilly farm, and so most paddocks have some natural shelter in, and I've opened gates to allow the stock to move out as the weather drives them. So that's sort of what we've done. We're trying to give stock the opportunity to get into shelter. I traditionally don't pre-lamb shear, so my ewes will have good wool on, so they'll be fine. But the risk is that they won't head for the shelter, and correspondingly their lambs will struggle.
And we'll catch up with him a bit later in the day. Luke Kane is a dairy farmer from south of Tapanui.
Certainly very cold, and very cold wind. We've had snow on and off. Certainly north of Tapanui, yeah, ranges from a couple of centimetres right through to kind of 30 centimetres, I guess.
You're a dairy farmer, I think. Any impact on your cows or on your calves?
Just means copious amounts of food fed. We did have plenty of notice it was coming, so we bit of forward planning.
Okay, and that forward planning means making sure that there's plenty of shelter available for the animals. And look, Morning Report and Rural News will have more on this as daylight lets the farmers get around and check on their stock better.